Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
You heard in the news this audit of hip surgeries carried out on children has been published this lunchtime, and it's found that two hospitals were operating with lower thresholds for initiating the procedures. And details seen here by News Talk report a lower bar was practiced for carrying out surgeries at CHI Temple Street and at the National Orthopaedic Hospital, Kappa. There were no such issues at CHI in Crumlin. And Áine Gladney-Knox is with me here in Lunchtime Live today, because Áine, your son Archie had hip surgery on both of his hips. You received that letter from CHI back in March to tell you that a review was being carried out. What's your reaction now to the publication of this audit today?
Thanks, Andrew, for having me on. I suppose first I just want to say, like, I'm very disappointed that, you know, part of this report was actually leaked this morning before there was even a headline opened for the families that are involved. You know, we're kind of just being drip-fed information and we're relying on the media and social media to give us, you know, this very important information that we're relying on. I don't know why we're having to, you know, drag information out of the government and CHI on such a scandal.
Sorry, Áine, just let me cut across you for a moment there. So when did you first hear about this, the publication of the report?
So I actually haven't heard, only through social media this morning, I've read, somebody actually sent me just a snippet of what was leaked this morning. That's the first report that I've heard, the findings of the report. That's the only information that I've received. I actually rang CHI this morning because I was requesting a letter from them. And I just said, you know, as a parent, am I entitled to see the report before it's actually, you know, given out to the general public? And she, in fairness, it's not the girl's fault. Like, you know, and she said she'd have to ask her manager, ring back, to which, like, I didn't really get an answer. They just told me that all helplines and information will be up on their website later on today.
So when it had been known that the report was going to be released at lunchtime, and bits of it were drip fed, or it was, you know, bits of it were leaked, I suppose, from about 11 o'clock this morning. In that interim period, you as a parent, as somebody who had been, it had been flagged with you back in March that this review was being carried out, that your son could have been subject as part of this review. You actually haven't been told officially yet today. You haven't got the findings.
Not one thing. As I said to you, we've still had no correspondence from anyone. We're really under kind of a cloud of silence, confusion and, like, anxiety, to be honest with you, Andrea. You know, it's very frustrating.
I can imagine, Áine, for you. And I spoke to other parents here in the show 2 weeks ago about this, you know, who had out of nowhere had got the letter from the CHI to say, you know, their Archie or their son or daughter were part of this, were going to be part of this review, that the audit was going to be carried out into X number of children. And I suppose a lot of parents weren't even sure if their own child really was included in it. But
yeah.
So in the interim, this is the first you're hearing about it today. So what you're hearing today is that two hospitals operating with lower thresholds for initiating the procedures. I see now as part of this that there's going to be a helpline set up, you know, that you and others, you and other parents can call and maybe get information.
Yeah.
Is that satisfactory?
Well, look, again, it's down to the parents to go receive this information themselves. And, like, you know, I've been speaking to other mothers, like, and they are outside that, we'll say, the starting of 21, like, they were done in a year previous to that. So, like, they don't know, like, do they ring? Are they allowed to ring? Are they allowed to look for the information? For me, I'll certainly be ringing on anyone that got a letter. I know on average, I think they eventually released the numbers was 2,260 letters to families. And I'd encourage every single one of them to get onto that helpline. But I just don't think that's really good enough. I mean, this is, you know, their problem. Like, they need to be helping the families out more than what they are doing at the minute.
Like, I would have assumed, you know, I don't know how this works, but I would assume that you and other parents, there'd be some sort of a information session set up today that as the report's released, that all, you know, the parents who've received the letter are maybe brought in and sat down and, you know, here's the details. This is what the report author has found. This is, you know, this is who might be affected. Here's what you can do next.
Yeah, there's been no guidelines really given to us as parents. And, you know, like, surgery is the last option for anybody, you know, and especially a small child, putting them through. And like a hip dysplasia surgery is far from just an easy surgery. It's a really, really tough surgery on a small child. My son went through hell, Andrea, for his surgery, and he got both hips done. Now, I fully accept that, like, Archie's left hip was quite bad. It was discovered he had a dislocation of the left hip, a query on the right hip. We were always told, you know, allow mother to take its place, you know, mother nature to take her place to see will the bone grow and form into a proper hip. But like, they take bone from the pelvis and they mend it in and they wire it in to make a joint for a hip. So you're like, you could basically say it's nearly like a hip replacement for a child. And like, Archie lost a lot of blood. He was got his done on the 19th of April 22, and we were back in St. Luke's Hospital in Kilkenny on the 21st, and Archie was just in horrendous pain, had lost a lot of blood during the surgery, had post-surgery clot formed, and ended up getting the blood transfusion in St. Luke's, and we were ambulanced back to Crumlin on the 4th of May. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, this surgery isn't an easy option for any parent to take. You know,
and what age was Archie on you, sorry, at the time when you had this?
So he was three. He was three going up there. And, you know, we'd gone through the different procedures of the hip spikers and all them little bits that they do, you know, to try rectify it before the surgeries and stuff like that. But eventually, like, you know, they had said to us, no, we're going to definitely do the surgery. And he'd done both. And, like, I asked the government and the CHI to stop dragging their feet on it, stop drip feeding the parents. Like, it's causing so much upset and stress to families out there. Like, they need to know, is my child involved? Is my child not involved? You know,
that's the thing today. You don't actually know if Archie's involved in this.
No.
And when do you think you'll find that out, sorry, Anya?
Sorry, I actually don't know. Like I said to you, like, I come home every day since I got that letter and realised, like, this is a scandal, the seriousness of it. And I'm like, I wonder, will I get a letter today now updating me? I wonder, will I get any kind of confirmation of what's happening? You know, and that is, like, the reality of it. Parents are sitting at home going, Jesus, did I make a mistake here? Did I make the wrong decision? Because it falls back on us as parents because, you know, we're their advocates for children and you think you're doing the right thing. Mm. And, you know, you're not a doctor. You can't read x-rays. You can only go off of what you're advising the best decision for your child. You know, and like that needs to be put to bed. Like, you know, let the parents kind of know how long it's going to take. What's the procedures? What's the next steps for parents? Because as far as I know, like the parents, like from what I can see, like I only got the drip feed of what was leaked today. You know, so I still don't know.
You still don't know. No. I have a text here on you from another listener, another parent tells me, my daughter was one of the ones that had a hip operation. I rang the helpline there. It was actually no help at all. They've no information at all. I said, what is the point of this helpline? He said he didn't know that they have, they have no information. I said, you know, I think you should shut it down. This is going to infuriate parents. He took my name, the child's name. I don't know when they're going to call me back. I said, I just want to know if my daughter required or needed this operation initially at all. So you haven't called the helpline yet, but you will, Anya.
No, I'm 100% going to ring, but that's very disappointing to hear that.
Now that's just, I can only say that's just obviously one listener.
Yeah,
but, you know.
And I mean, look, are the staff sitting, answering these phones, are they able to give you that information over us? What is exactly the purpose of the helpline? Are you going to be told, no, your child is okay, no, your child's not okay? What is the purpose of the helpline? You know, there's no point in setting it up if there's zero information coming back for it. But I will definitely be ringing up today to see exactly what kind of information is available. And because I said to you, they told me when I rang the CHI number this morning that, you know, there will be more information up on their website today that parents can avail of, which I don't know, it's going to be as helpful now. But yeah, it's very frustrating. To be honest with you now.
On top of the fact that, as you know, you're hearing all of this through media reports and social media and Instagram earlier this morning as well. Look, I've no doubt that, you know, the health minister will probably need to speak to officials and people in the HSE and understand and get a handle of how they're going to deal with this and speak to parents. But for you, there's still more questions than answers today, Áine.
Absolutely. And I just like to say, like, the health minister and CHI, like, they have to get this right for families, for the children. Stop dragging this on. You know, we need a bit of speediness put to this. And stop, the parents are sitting at home worried, sick about this. And, they just need to start getting it right and start, informing the parents better than what they have been.
I see a statement here from the health minister says my immediate priority is to ensure there's clinical follow-up and care for patients who've undergone the pelvic surgery. This follow-up will be in accordance with best practice and the recommendations from the report. She said patients and families will receive letters in the coming days from CHI about the arrangements, the next steps that will apply to them and their child and how they can get further information and support. So
The kind of copy and paste of the initial letter, to be honest with you. It is, to be honest with you now. And it's kind of saying the same thing, that they should follow a routine follow-up care until the child's bones are fully grown and developed to skeletal maturity and in line with current best practice. If your child is not already in a long-term follow-up process, which your hospital will be in contact with you in the coming months. So that's basically what she's just released out herself. So we've already had that letter. For Archie was last seen September 23, where we were kind of said we won't be seen for a couple of years.
Mm, how is he on you?
Look, he's great. He's here beside me looking to get bubbles now. So
he's not a bit bothered about this report at all.
But no, not at all. He just hears his name sometimes on the radio or something. He's like, oh my God. he's great. Like, but, it's just a worry. Especially what he went through. We were in, as I said to you, we went in on the 19th of April for his surgery and we didn't get home till the 4th of May. It took that long to get his pain and, his little body out of agony for this surgery. And to learn that it might have been unnecessary, that's upsetting for any parent.
Of course. Mm. Well, look, the dedicated information, this helpline that I hope is going to be very helpful for parents, it's set up. 1800 807 050. That's the number. It's free phone helpline Monday to Friday, 8 in the morning till 8 o'clock this evening. You can ring it Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 5. Áine, look, I hope you get answers for you and for Archie, in the not too distant future. And I'm sure we'll chat to you again. Look, thank you for getting in touch with us.
And
not at all. Join us here on Lunchtime Live. That's Áine Gladney Knox. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. I've no doubt that this is a huge worry, I'm sure, for parents today listening to this. And as Áine said, the unknown as to whether or not your child is part of it and will they be recalled as part of this review and now trying to get information on a Friday afternoon. But hopefully the helpline will be able to assist. Up next.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.